Haskell Sister, Adelaide, South Australia, October 26, 1892. Dear Sister Haskell, I sent you a letter in the last mail, and will write you a few lines to go in this mail. I am much pleased whenever I think of your being at Crystal Springs, St. Helena, and I hope you will enjoy much of the blessing of God. Our Heavenly Father has His eye upon you, a daughter of Abraham. His angels guard you with unceasing diligence. Now, when you can no longer be active, and infirmities press upon you, all that God requires of you is to trust Him. Commit the keeping of your soul to Him as unto a faithful Creator. His mercies are sure. His covenant is everlasting. Happy is the man whose hope is in the Lord his God, who keepeth truth forever. Let your mind grasp the promises and hold to them. If you cannot call to mind readily the rich assurance contained in the precious promises, listen to them from the lips of another. What fullness, what love and assurance are found in these words from the lips of God Himself, proclaiming His love, His pity, and interest in the children of His care. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Exodus 34, verse 6 and 7. The Lord is full of compassion for His suffering ones. What sins are too great for His pardon? He is merciful, and as such is infinitely more ready and more pleased to pardon than to condemn. He is gracious, not looking for wrong in us. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are but dust. In His boundless compassion and mercy, He heals all our backslidings, loving us freely while we are yet sinners, withdrawing not His light, but shining on us for Christ's sake. Will you, my sister, always trust in Jesus, who is your righteousness? The love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, which is graciously given unto you. You are one with Christ. He will give you grace to be patient. He will give you grace to be trustful. He will give you grace to overcome restlessness. He will warm your heart with His own sweet spirit. He will revive your soul in its weakness. Only a few days more to be as pilgrims and strangers in this world, seeking for a better country, even and heavenly. Our home is in heaven. Then stay your soul in confidence upon God. Roll all your burdens upon Him. Oh, how many times has your heart been touched with the beauty of the Savior's countenance, charmed with the loveliness of His character, and subdued with the thought of His suffering. Now He wants you to lean your whole weight upon Him. I will give you a chapter to comfort you at all times. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12, verse 1 and 3. In much love,